about music when it hits you.
You'll be no pain.
Whoa, whoa, I say one good thing about music when it hits you.
You'll be no pain.
Hit me with music. Hit me with music now. This is
Trenchtown Rock.
Don't watch that.
Trenchtown Rock.
Big fish or sprat now.
Trenchtown Rock.
You reap what you sow.
Trenchtown Rock.
And only judge I know.
Trenchtown Rock.
I never turn my back.
Trenchtown Rock.
I give the summer try.
Trenchtown Rock.
I never let the children cry.
Trenchtown Rock.
Well, you got to tell judge why.
Ruben.
It's Kingston 12.
Ruben.
It's Kingston 12.
Ruben.
It's Kingston 12 now.
Ruben.
It's Kingston 12.
Know why you come balance so?
Oh no!
Know why you come balance so?
Scabba dip, scabba dip. Scabba dip, dip, scabba dip, scabba dip. Whoa, whoa! I'm a groover, and the world knows by now, 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 y'all. Oh, now I said
you feel no pain.
One good thing about music when it is. If you are big fish or sprat,
Trenchtown Rock.
You reap what you sow,
Trenchtown Rock.
And everyone know now,
Trenchtown Rock.
Don't burn your back,
Trenchtown Rock.
As they give a slum a try,
Trenchtown Rock.
Never let the children cry,
Trenchtown Rock.
Or you got to tell Jaja why.
It's
Kingston 12. It's Kingston 12.
generation. Here's your host, Uncle Salem.
Hey, group, it's your pal Uncle Salem. Thanks for joining me for another week of madness and cool stuff on Blank Generation with Uncle Salem. That was Samson, and that's from the album Shock Tactics. You probably recognize that voice if you didn't know this already. Samson is the band of Bruce Dickinson, the lead singer of Iron Maiden, before Iron Maiden. And that's one of my favorite albums ever. I think it's one of the most underrated albums. We're going to a little more on this in a minute. Before that, we had Bob Marley. That's one of his early songs. I really loved early Bob Marley stuff. That's Trenchtown Rock, of course. And we start out the show with Meatloaf, Hot Patootie, Bless My Soul. And that's from Rocky Horror Picture Show. Now back to Samson just for a minute here, because I want to use it to introduce the next song, which is a song by my band, Lords of October. So a few years ago, right before the pandemic, we released an album that was kind of a concept album. And it had a story about a witch that basically haunts a neighborhood. It's actually the ghost of a witch that haunts a neighborhood. And so she has to go through all this to bring people in and try to come back out. And as she's unleashed back out into the world, the song is called Phoenix Rising. And it has this strangely upbeat feel to it because it's her happiness. She's free again. From my point of view, for my part, I was heavily inspired by the hooks of Samson, specifically the album Shock Tactics. And you need to hear the whole album. If you haven't heard it, it's fantastic. But anyways, so here's a song from one of Lords of October's albums. It's actually the one right before our newest one. And the album is called The Haunting of Beckwith Court. And the song, after that long-winded setup for my own music, is called Phoenix Rising. On Blank Generation.
Once more shine. should warn you. Once you come inside the house, everything changes.
Wait, you hear something?
Disney's Haunted Mansion, rated PG-13.
Happy on!
Beaton the Brat. I love that vocal, man. It's so good. Such a great song. That's from the Snort's Covers album. And it's really cool. Every week I want to play different Snort, but Paul Champion, who is basically Snort, has just churns out material at such a cool rate. And it's always top-notch. So I try to think of what I want to play that week, and I just roll with it. And this week, it was Beat on the Brat, because I've been listening to it all week. So there you go, Snored. Before that, we had Stand Alone with a punk version of Grim Grinning Ghosts, which is one that I've been wanting to cover in my own band. And right now, I want to play you something that I haven't played before. This might be, I'm pretty sure this is the radio debut of this song. It's a lovely song by a child prodigy called Donnie Dearest, and this song is called False Sense of Security. So check this out. It's really cool. It's really deep, and I know sometimes we don't play a lot of deep stuff on Blank Generation, but you know what I always say, anything goes right here on Blank Generation. False Sense of Security, Donnie Dearest.
Days go by. Designed to bring attention to the end of the American dream and the beginning of the me generation. The thing that got the ball rolling was the Kennedy killings. The main causes were Vietnam and Watergate, where people decided they didn't care anymore, not their effort didn't matter, all they cared about is themselves, and consequently America and thus Canada as well, due to the old domino theory, is slowly caving in.
The way the world is set up, you are shunned for changing and progressing. You are spit on for progressing and creating new music and new ideas, and you are rewarded for constantly being a parody of yourself, for constantly recreating yourself, acting like yourself.
Definitely.
Yourself, you know, a year ago.
Punk rockers and rockers in general can be some of the most one-way, closed-minded, fascistic people.
Let's see if we can get it a tiny bit faster than that last one, too. What's this, Nazi Punks take 3? Stop it! No, hold it! Okay, just start again.
Real fast.
Nazi Punks fuck off take 3.
Back ain't no religious stuff. From me singing for yourself. And I probably got your hair with a jock still lives inside.
cunts, fuck off! Cunts, 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 fuck off! 10 guys jump up, what a man! 5 each on the police state wins! You took your goose in a trash our hole! Trash your bag if you got real balls! Just don't think class to guys look cool! The real Nazis run your school! Those are businessmen and cops, and the real boys might be the first to go! Cunts, 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 fuck off! Cunts, 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 fuck off! You be the first to go, you be the first to go, you be the first to go, unless you think!
Enough Nazi punks for one evening.
And you, you charlatans!
Eddie and the Hot Rods, Teenage Depression. In that mix, we also played Dead Kennedys, Nazi Punks, Fuck Off, and we had Blondie right after the debut of Donnie Dearest. Right now, we're going to play something I discovered, and I didn't discover it, but for myself, I discovered this in this past week or two. I think I played some stuff last week from it, but it's Fanny, which was a band of all women that started in, I think 1971 or something. Point is, they've been around for 50-something years, and yeah, your pal just now found out about them. I love them, been listening to them all week. Here's a different cut that we haven't played yet, and this is called Blind Alley by Fanny on Blank Jenny. What was all that?
Okay, are we rolling?
Go ahead.
You got it.
Mm-hmm.
something else I'm getting tired of? Songs. There's too many fucking songs. Jeez, that's all you ever hear is a song. You know how many songs there are? Well, every year 25,000 CDs come out. 25,000. So even if you threw out half of the titles and said, well, they're old songs being re-recorded, and you stayed real conservative and you said, well, maybe 8 songs to a CD, that would still be 100,000 new songs every year. 100,000 one year, that's all, and that's just this country. There's 185 other countries out there, all of them pumping out songs. Probably not a lot of snappy tunes coming out of Afghanistan these days. But some, there's got to be some. I'm telling you, it adds up. I'll bet you if there was a way you could do it, and you could count every song that's ever been written in the history of the world, in every culture, by now, there's got to be 15 million songs. Easy. Got to be 15 million. Isn't that enough?
Try to pick up girls and get called asshole. This never happened to Pablo Picasso. You could walk down your street, girls could not resist the stare, and so Pablo Picasso was never called an asshole. Picasso never got called an asshole, not like you. All right. Well, he was only 5'3", but girls could not resist the stare. Pablo Picasso never got called an asshole, not in New York.
Twisted Sister. That's a live cut. Actually, that's from their reunion tour, which was, man, it's been a minute now, but I guess 2011, 2012? No, maybe even before that. Anyways, yeah, I'm kind of mixed up on the date on that, but it doesn't matter. You can't stop rock and roll, people. And on that note, you can't stop this next song, which is Ziggy Stardust. Wow, what a beautiful segue. Ziggy Stardust is 51 years old this week. The brilliant David Bowie album and song. And so I thought it'd be cool, and a friend of mine suggested we play Bauhaus version of Ziggy Stardust, which is really, really flipping good. So we'll see you back here next week on Blank Generation. And right now, enjoy Bauhaus for Glenn. I'm Blank Generation.
At rockauto.com, they recognize your God-given freedoms to buy blinker fluid at affordable and competitive prices. Chain stores have different price tiers. They do not at rockauto.com. They offer the lowest price possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear. rockauto.com is for everybody and does not require membership. So you don't have to be a card-carrying rockauto.com member. Anybody can go through their doors. You don't have to worry about an account login. As a matter of fact, you can just walk up and carry this shit off without paying for it.
No, that's not even, why would you say that?
It's almost like that. I mean, they're so kind to their customers. It's just like being given charity. Anyway,
theft
rockauto.com.
Should never enter your mind, ladies and gentlemen. Rock Auto has great deals that you're going to be happy to support because they are such great deals.
Yes, rockauto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. And they carry parts from hundreds of manufacturers. It's an amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com is the folks that you need to go to not be walking down the side of the interstate at 3 o'clock in the morning because your car's in a ditch somewhere because you didn't do the maintenance on it. And then where will you be? I'll tell you where you'll be. You'll be in up shit creek without a paddle. Do you want that? And then when you're walking down the side of the interstate, some drunk at 4 a.m. is not going to know you're there and he's going to run you over. Then you're dead. Where will you be then? You'll be in a horrible position being dead. Then what will your family do? They'll be out in the streets. They'll be broke and busted, penniless. Possibly your wife will become an alcoholic and turn to prostitution. Jesus. Your children will grow up uneducated and lead lives of crime themselves, playing penny ante poker in back alleys and flipping dice and things, all because you didn't maintain your fucking car, you no good prick. I'm glad you're dead.
Jesus Christ. You know, I didn't think you were going to be able to top the encouraging of theft, and then you did by wishing death to the listener.
I didn't wish it. It's just I'm glad he's dead. He got run over on the side of the road because he didn't maintain his car, and he sent his kids to prison and his wife to a life of sordid dissipation.
Sordid dissipation.
Sordid dissipation. Why do that? Go to rockauto.com.
Uncle Salem, and it's 1 week closer to Halloween, Halloween.